the importance of focusing on, at least being aware to start with, of this, the nature of the relationship with us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of using that as an impetus not to be looking elsewhere for pleasures. Let's take it into the moshel, and you'll see how this works very nicely. At the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph. Ha'inyan Doimel Bnei Zug, what we're talking about here is very similar to a couple, to marriage. She'enim Shlomim Vebeisam Einu Metafke B'tzuri Yali. The house is not exactly well run. They're not exactly know how what they're doing. Aval einu mefanes kuroi es mishpochtoi. He doesn't mefanes properly. Vilo ha'isha einu doeges kuroi lo'ochel. If he sell a tafkid a bar, she doesn't know how to run a bar so well. There's never food, whatever. The place is always a bit of a mess. The bar shoyer isaider. The house is what they say in English, a balagan. Ve'eladim oisim kekola oila ruchem. And the kids are wild. You know people like this. The kids are just mamash hefka. Ulam dover echad yeshna b'lei zug eiru. They have one thing that overrides all the faults. They love each other and they're very, very happy with each other. In the lotion that all the sins are hidden with love. You know, they say love is blind. Okay. Habayis mamshich likayem v'lo memes alav sekona spirit. The house will continue. There's no danger of this house splitting up. Bumuzois, the next door neighbors, b'nei zug acherim she'etzlam shreirim shilekon v'seder. There you have mamshi. There you have a well-run home. Hamolach sholet v'abayit metavke b'sur mu'le. That house is run like clockwork. Husband makes a panosa, she's organized, mamash mitted up the house, his mamash, the kids are, they don't get out the house unless they mamash, perfect, everything, behavior, all good. But the warmth is missing, the heart, im ein sham ava, sorry, ulam im halev chosa, if the heart's missing there, im ein sham ava vein tikshoret chiyuvit b'nayim, there's no positive communication, dialogue between them, and chesori meseika, and they're lacking the ikka. And come on, as a chasachil might, but cheshivas v'diptuk v'kol prat maisa mitzvahs. Let's put it back into the nimshal now, but just before we do that, if you have these two homes, the one that's posh and a balagan, the ala panim, there's no order, the kids are hefka, whatever, but there's enormous warmth and love in the home, or the next door neighbors, where everything is organized and well sorted out, he makes panosa, she cooks, there's hot food, you come home, it's like mamash, this is a well-run operation, but it's a shtickle car and vinerigi in the house. So where would you rather grow up as a kid? Or where would you rather live as a husband or a wife? So it's a double poshut. Yeah, no one would choose the no matter how obsessive you are about tidy and organized and whatever, no one would choose the cold, unloved environment that's all mesudah for the warmth of the love. Obviously, you try and balance these two. We're just giving this as an example. If you bring it back into the nimshal now, if you bring it back into the nimshal now, between what we call Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, so no one Yachas V'Chilili is trying to minimize the enormous importance of keeping the mitzvahs properly, obviously, that we're talking about. Ulam, al diktu gzeh, linvoye mema'ayna ava v'rotzen l'kaimus r'tzona shela olivash b'shleimus. What we're trying to do here is focus as well on the enormous importance of the same way as one is medaket the mitzvahs and he's very careful all his mitzvahs. What about doing that and drawing out from that wellspring of love and the rotzen to mekayim the rotzen of Hashem who one loves and he loves me b'shleimus. Kachem pnei dorim v'ayis yehudi v'yachem pnei hadvorim b'kesh ha'avish ani yoytzim in boyre kol olam. It's the same in our relationship at home. It's the same in the relationship with Hashem. And achinami, the state of the home and the home being well run and kids having clean clothes and all the fun that's and a warm meal, that's all very important. No one reminding that, not saying that's irrelevant. Chas v'chilila, it's important. And so too, the person's kima mitzvahs and the way we serve Hashem by being medaktik in Shulchan Aruch is critical. But everybody understands if you have that without the warmth and the love of the relationship, so then, not that it's nothing, but it's you understand that chaseh, it's lacking, that's not what it's about. And therefore, the focus and what we're focusing on is what's been sadly neglected is the understanding, the relationship, the reliance, the trust, the immunity that comes with building and resonating and getting in touch a little bit with our relationship with Hashem. And for a while, once again, we put aside temporarily the Tikkun HaMitzvah. We don't focus on that, we focus on this, but obviously the two have to be functioning together. But that's the Gemara. Gemara says, why do we Shema before Kohayim Shemaya? Because first you have to be Mekabal Chol Shemaya before you Mekabal HaMitzvah. So Avari, you need both. But you see from that Gemara, there's a small period of time where a person has to be emphasizing and focusing the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim more than the Kabbalah or Mitzvahs, and then you bring them all together again. So this is the unique opportunity that Hashem has given us in this generation. The way the world's set up at the moment is you get given the opportunity to prove how much you want the relationship with Hashem. But it doesn't come automatically and it doesn't come easy. I can prove that I want to be close to Hashem. And I want to only be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Chosid. Not just that I want to be connected to Hashem and everything else. No, I want this exclusive relationship. When we learn how, when we work through and understand how you open up these feelings of emotional love for Hashem, and we recognize that we are bound somehow, or whatever that means, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ahava. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, I'm a part of Klal Yisrael, so Hashem loves me. When I have inside of me a private place where me and Hashem commune or communicate, resonate, where I have an awareness deep down that there's this Yedata es Hashem. Amazing. We said every day we're putting on tefillin, and we don't really stop to think what we say. Hashem says, I will betroth you to me lo'olam. You can learn lo'olam however you want. You can learn it meaning forever, or you can learn it to mean lo'olam, like the Rambam means in this world, lo'olam. As long as the olam, as long as there's a helem, the world is hidden, as long as Hashem is hidden, nevertheless, I'm still betrothed to you. I'm betrothed to you, but tzedek, but mishpat, but chesed, but rachamim. I'm going into what those four words mean now, but you can work it out yourselves. And I'm betrothed to you, be imuna, in faithfulness, which is what imuna means. Viyadata. Oh, when you go through all those levels and you understand all that, then viyadata is Hashem. Now you know Hashem with das, not with words and not with proofs, but real. Imamash like you have to know. Mechubar. Nefesh HaChaim says das means chibur. But he doesn't say it, but he says it, but I mean it comes long before that. Das means to be mechubah. You and that knowledge become one. It's not that you know something, but that knowledge is above you. It's knowledge that you know that you are mechubah too. You become one with that knowledge, and then it's v'shavei salavecha. Then it becomes part of your heart. Then it becomes central. That's what lev means. The Zohar says lev means that it's central. It's the center of your existence. It's not something that's outside of you, but it's at the center of your existence. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that v'yadata hayom, where that knowledge and me becomes one. Avraham Avinu hu zeh ha'omed v'toveya zois mitanu. And who's the one that's goading us on and rooting for us and demanding this from us? That's Avraham Avinu. V'maka v'abdokdeinu u'kirochol omelan. He's bashing us on our head, so to speak, and saying, "Emes, atem agishim kilo atem abudim. You feel like mamash, you lost, you wasted. Look at the world, look at what's going on, look at the nisayness, the terrible, whoa, it's terrible out there. And you feel like my own spiritual levels, you know, you read about stories not even from 50 years ago, and you realize, wow, we're so disconnected, we're so not, mamash dry bones compared to the previous generation. You feel obud. And you feel, I don't have anything. What am I going to give Hashem? What can I do? I'm not worth anything. Ulam aleichem lahatchil me'atchila kamoini. Says Avraham Avinu, we've got to start from the beginning like I did. Itchalti levad. I started alone, says Avraham Avinu. See how much this resonates. Watch carefully. Bli rav amoyre. I didn't have a rov, I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have one to guide me. Bli shum siyeh chitzoni, without any external assistance. Alone. So too you will be able to acquire that kinyan in imuna that's eternal. And we're not that alone, like Avraham Avinu was. We have teachers, we have leaders, we have friends, we have people that we connect to, that we resonate with, that we have shaykhs to. So we're actually better off than Avraham Avinu, but at a certain place, we really are like Avraham Avinu. You can use all of what you have that you need to, Selach Harav, and Dikdu Chavayrim, and Konei Lachachava, those are all important things. Chassach, I'm not belittling that at all. But at a certain point, you need to, and I think it's very relevant today as well. Sorry to keep coming back to that, but Hashem is keeping us every day that this coronavirus is out there. We're part of that, that's part of who we are, that's Amasoyim. That's Hashem talking to us, we need to focus on the chedi yichud with Hashem. Vayevase Yaakov levodoy. Those times when we're alone, that's where it's really important to be. Now, you know, all the other stuff is essential. God, don't think you can cut yourself off and live as a hermit and not have shaykhs to anybody. You'll get miserable and depressed, and we don't know what will be with you. There are not many people that you put them on a deserted island on their own. You put them in solitary confinement, and they thrive. There are people like that. You can get to that kind of a level, apparently, but most of us are not there. And if you are, then what are you doing? You're listening to me. So, you need to know. We need that stuff. But you need to carve out this private time with Hashem. Private space, more than the time. It's got to be all the time, but it's got to be that you resonate with Hashem on a place inside of yourself that's not available for the public. So that's what Avraham Avinu had to do, because he really didn't have anybody. Then you come to recognize who you really, really are. You have to get in touch with who I really am, Emes. You come to recognize that you have this very deep love relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's like a spouse. With that recognition of who you really, really are, BMS, you will be able to stand the challenges and the difficulties in Hamachkolim Luruchim Naseim Laafio Lemadragis Ramos and Isurus. You'll be able to take your Ruchnias and lift it up and elevate it to very, very high places. Okay, now we're going to deal with what I mentioned a bit earlier. Whole chapter here. I'm surprised nobody asked the question, because usually, in fact, every time we learn the Sefer, somebody always asks the question then, and I tell them, wait till the next chapter. It seems that perhaps your microphones aren't working, I don't know. What is this Kabbalah Samal for Shemaim we're talking about? I mentioned the Gemara, that you have to first Makabal or Malchus Shemaim, and then all mitzvahs. What is this Kabbalah Samal for Shemaim? What is it? Well, it seems very important. It seems that that's the Ikka, that's the Ikka Veda. So what is this creature? Nobody asked, so but we're going to answer anyway, because that's chapter 10. 10 is always the most important. And then I think that's it. And then there's a little bit of stickle just on what's unique about this generation. Yeah, and then we're done. Okay, fine. So this chapter is called Kibbe Malchusei V'achakach Kibbe Gzerosi. First, accept upon me, accept upon yourselves my kingship, and then you'll accept upon yourself my decrees. And this chapter, this paragraph is called Kabbalos al Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, that's Umashmoser. And its implications, what it means. This is very important stuff. This is a new world. Once again, we're stepping into places where we haven't necessarily been before. We were Machanech like this. And we've never lived like this. So it's quite a jolt. It's almost learning how to walk again. You know, somebody knew how to walk, and then God forbid, you know, whatever, and he had to learn how to walk again. It's a bit like that. It's much easier to learn to walk the first time than to have to learn to do it again. once you had it and you lost it. So let's try and understand what's demanded of us here. Tashenamik v'niz boinan b'koiches nafshenu. If we will think deeply, there's not teenagers out there, because that's, you're not allowed to ask teenagers to think, let alone think deeply. But if you would think deeply, b'koiches nafshenu, you would think deeply about what power, what koyach we have inside of us. V'chach ki imuna zu hi kabbalos al malchus shamayim. Wow. You know that? It's quite possible that that imuna, I don't know what he meant, what imuna? The imuna in makoiches nefesh, what does he mean? That's kabbalos al malchus shamayim. I'm going to cue it. I don't know what he means. If you meditate deeply, you'll come to recognize that the koiches and nefesh you have, that's imuna in kabbalos al malchus shamayim. I don't know. Okay, let's see what that means. I've got a clue what that means. Never heard such words before. I don't even know how to connect this. By the time we finish this chapter, we don't know what he means, then you'll tell me and we'll have to try and work out what he means. But I'm hoping by the time we get through this, you'll see exactly what he means. The Yetzer Hara doesn't allow us to think deeply about things like this. To go deeper, to understand them like you learn a Rashba. I say you have to learn this. Learn this like the Rashba, Rabbi Kiva Iger, Chayyus Alavavus. Lahach diroi sam, lahakrosein. To internalize them, to grind them into our kishkas, to mamash, build them into our repertoire, into our portfolios. Umayadim shinifne lechivon shel choymreis umayis hachasidus. He prefers. And I hope I'm not insulting anybody, I'm not saying anything, these are wrong, but we have to be careful. Much rather that he aims us into all sorts of chumras and maisa chassiduses and kivrei tzaddikim, segulois. There's an Ephraim Waxman, just as the corona thing exploded in America, and people were starting to realize just how bad it was, everyone had what to say about why it was happening. One of the things that Rabbi Waxman, Shlita, said was the amount of time and money people spend traveling around the world visiting Kivrei Tzaddikim, and you see that Hashem stopped that. You know, you can't fly anywhere. I wouldn't have thought of picking that up as a problem, but apparently it's become quite a fashionable thing to do. You know, you go on these $5,000 for 3-day trips, you know, to visit Kivrei Tzaddikim. Not that there's anything wrong with Kivrei Tzaddikim, Chas v'Chalila, but once again, it's why you're going and how you're going. All these things need to be b'cheshbon. Anyway, what he's saying here is the Yetzer Hara is very happy that you don't do too much thinking, don't do too much analyzing, and just run around doing chumras and segulas and all sorts of wear little red bands around your arm and do all sorts of wonderful things. But just a matarasaki shilona tsula rega is mrutsa sachaim and atchil la'amik and is burning on me anu be'emes. Run around, do whatever you're doing, do all sorts of frumkat and all sorts of very seemingly frum tzaddikim chassidish things. Just calls man, you don't stop to think about who you really are. Don't get to know yourself, don't understand yourself. Just run around doing all this nice fashionable stuff. The Yetzer knows that if he can cause a stumbling block for you in the void of Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, then he doesn't have to worry about you anymore. Because you're pretty much done. He doesn't have to get out of bed in the morning for you anymore. He'll let you go daven, he'll let you do all your mitzvahs, all your chumras, all your maaser chassidus and tzaddikas. But he's not really worried about you because there's no Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, there's no kesher, there's no nothing. You're not in touch with yourself and therefore you're not in touch with anything out there. So he understands that if you'll take some time out and really think about who you are and what you are and what your koichos are, you and what your relationship with Hashem is, so then you might start getting in touch with the thing called Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim. He's going to have to work with you every day. He's going to have to stick around with you because you're a real threat to you. Because if what we set up to now is true, that I call Tolu B, all up to me, and only me, because I'm the only one that can do what I have to do, and Bishwili Nivra Olam, if we really worked on that and internalized that, it means that the Kodesh Baruch is waiting for me. He's got a job for me to do. He's waiting for me to get up and start doing what I'm supposed to be doing. He needs me. אז יש לי תפקיד מיוחד שרק אני יוכל לבצע אותו, ואם כן, עליי נלל אסחי ביתר רצינות, אחראיס ומסירס. So I have a job to do that only I can do. I have to start managing my life with a little bit more seriousness, responsibility, and a little bit more of giving up on myself. The lack of selfishness. So mitanim elu ayetzim adif lastiris kol zois mitanim yetzara, because of the enormous ramifications. Yetzara would much rather that he hides this from you. Umadif shenishav chutz. He would prefer that all this stays outside of me. You know these things are higher than us. You know these things bigger than us. Da mala mala mimcha. Know that what's going on in the higher worlds, in the spiritual worlds, that's connected to you. It's still above you, even when you impact on it, it stays above you. But there's a lot of things that are outside of me. And the Yetzer is happy for you to play around with the things that are outside of you. But what about the things that are inside of you? They doesn't want you to go. Doesn't want you to go there. דהיינו שלא נדב ונכיר את מהות המתנה והאיש הגדול המצפים לנו. He doesn't want you to focus too much and to recognize too much the essence of this enormous gift and Aisha that's waiting for us, this treasure house that's waiting for us. ותתאום מכך נמשיך לראות עצומים ודוקים. Since you're not focusing on that, so then he's quite happy to leave you to just be miserable and depressed. ונתתי לעצמנו היתרים שונים ובלתי רצויים. And since we're miserable and depressed, we matter ourselves all sorts of things. We mentioned big benefit of being miserable is you part from responsibilities, and now you can do whatever you want. Well, anyway, I'm so miserable. Anyway, I'm such a low life. Anyway, who cares? So therefore, boom, now I can go do whatever I want. Because I'm such a miskin, Michelle had dimioinus, she tipachnu latzmenu shamis kukim rachamim. And because of the imagination I've cooked up that I'm such a miskin and I'm such a ne and I'm such a nebuch that I need all this mercy and rachamim. So that's where the Yetzer is very happy for you to go. Hayetzer daya es haemes. The Yetzer knows the truth. She has spitz Yiddishkeit, the echo of what Yiddishkeit is. Kleima hanakuda hayech Yehudit, he a keshapim. Yet sort of knows that what Yiddishkeit is really about is that inner connection. A chayva poimim by roila, living and resonating and being connected and thriving with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Et hanakuda zu hi manyen lakachet mitanu b'kol poichet. That's what he wants to take away from you. All the other stuff you can have, he says, go do mitzvahs, go do chumras, go do all your frumkat in the world, but do it. But one thing, just don't get in touch with is yourself. That's where the real war is to go. That's the Milchama, that's what Avraham Avinu learned. Says the Gemara like this. Mention this Gemara often, let's see it inside. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Polcha, lo kod mepasha shma levahoyim shemoya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Polcha said, why do we preface the pasha of shma with vahafta to the pasha of vahoyim shemoya? What was his question? You should first start doing mitzvahs, and through the mitzvahs you start developing a kesher with Hashem. Then you'll be able to say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and there'll be Avos Hashem. They will come through the Kiyuma mitzvahs. But I think what Avraham Avinu was, that was what he asked. So the answer is no. First of all, Kedei Lekabel Alav Malchus Shemayim Tchila. First you have to make Kabel Malchus Shemayim first. Achar Kach Kabel Alav Olam Mitzvahs. Then you have to go and make Kabel Oil Mitzvahs. As a Meiri Sham, if you think this is just what's the Makor for what we say here? So if you look in the Meiri there, he says, he brings the Midrash, it says like this, Moshe Lamelech Shemichnas Lamedim. So the king, he comes into a place, into a country. Yotze B'nei Lekroso, Amru Lo, Gzor Aleinu Gzeiros. The people come out and meet him and they say, please make for us laws and regulations and decrees. I'm a lehem. Now, what do you want from me? Make decrees for you. No one's going to listen. Kiblu malchusai. First, makabal me as your king. First, make me your king. Let's first have a coronation ceremony. First, hand me over the kingship. That's Rosh Hashanah. Va'akachach tikublu gzorosa. Then, you'll makabal magzairus. Kol zman, I'm not your king. Why should you makabal magzairus? ככה הקדימו קבולס המלכו שמיים בפרש הראשון ואחר פרש השני שיש בו מצוז לבית. Okay, obviously this is a Gemara, this is a Midrash, this is a Meiri, this all needs a lot of understanding. Let's try and, so the few minutes we've got left, let's try and slowly take this apart. Kibbul Malchusa hiya imunu apshuta, imunu sayichu. What's the Kabbalah of Malchus Shammai in relation to Kabbalah? That's the imunu apshuta in the imunu sayochid. Yichu, sorry. Hashem's one. If you should have a Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKayin Hashem Echad. That Hashem is one, that means not that he's one and there aren't two. It means that he is everything. There is nothing else. All one, in English, is alone. The word all one means alone. It means he is everything. Pasuk HaRishon Shel Kriyas Shema, Mechaven Otanu L'Mesiras Nefesh. Interesting. Baal Teshuva comes into Yeshiva, he wants to know what Yiddishkeit's about, he's telling him you've got to give up your life. That's the first thing you tell him. How many Baal Teshuvas do you think he'll make? First, Makabal Malchus Shemayim. Makabal Malchus Shemayim is a prayer to give up my life for Hashem. that's an interesting one. Why would you do such a thing? You know, first give him whatever, teach him about Cholod, and teach him about all the nice things. And then, you know, teach him Shatnas, Echvais, whatever, you know. And then later, like when he's brought in already, he signed on, then you say, oh, I forgot to mention, you know, you have to give up your life. No, the first thing you tell him, listen, you come here, that's it. What's going on there? Adam Limdonais Badaita Kila Aish Kidele Boris Lafano. Person has to use his imagination. Person can do a Musa exercise like Rodesla says, use your imagination. Imagine this massive, massive fire boiling in front of you. It's a nice thing to do like Boime. I often use this. I use the fires of like Boime to do this work for about 30 seconds. V'hu mukhan likfait se toichoi. The person is being threatened with having to give up his imuna or jump in the fire. But I'm prepared to jump into the fire. That's an enormous, enormous love that one has for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means I love you with everything. Means I'm prepared to give it up. All zum kabbalos malchus shemayim shemashnois sehi mesiras nefesh l'man Hashem yisbarach. That's the first step in all kabbalos shemayim. Fine, we should never know such tests, but we'll see. We have tests like that all the time. The same is zum bekiblu malchusai tmuna ha'anocha ha'yisoidis ki ein melech b'lo'am. The next point. Let's do all this one step at a time. First thing is you need to know, you have to be prepared to give up your life. That's the love. The love that I have for Hashem is Ad Kedai Mesiras Nefesh. Fine. We'll see what that means now. The next thing one needs to know is that lurking in this thing of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim is the fundamental yesod is a king's not a king unless he has a nation. Kol oit shelo yigati lakorek yani am shel ha-melech. Paul's mind, we haven't recognized it. We are the king's nation. We are this nation. That is what makes Hashem king. Paul's man, we don't come to the party, he can never enact his kingship. Paul's man, I haven't internalized, real, and living with the fact that Hashem needs me in his world that he created. I have not yet been a kabbal of Malchus Shemayim. Let's just end with this. We'll ask the question and we'll leave it for tomorrow. Im yishoel ha-shoel, and if you'll ask, nobody asks anything, but if you would gender up the energy to ask a question, you would ask, Mai to'eres pekach? Sh'aydei ki ani kalosa shel ha-kodesh baruch hu v'kitachli sabri ha-tlu bi, ma yotzi li la-maisa, v'kol ha-inyonim ha-gvuyim v'ha-izgovim olol. Tell me, sir, what this story that I'm Hashem's color and that the tachlis of the bria is I'm all dependent on me and that Hashem needs me and that or whatever. What's the tefillah? What's the purpose? What comes out of this? The maisa. From all these wonderful, elevated things, what you're saying is very beautiful. It's very nice, very uplifting and inspiring. But at the end of the day, tachlis, what's the tefillah in this? So in tzahichan shanim, so in kaitzanit and amamesh dvarim ailu. Bottom line is, I am where I am, and I've been here for a while, and I've tried to jump up and down a few times, and I keep landing on my face. So maze ozeli, what's the tachlis, what's the, they're very nice words, they're lovely, no one's arguing with me. But at the end of the day, ma yotze mize, how am I supposed to actualize all of this in a way that my life is different? Okay, so that's a good question. The next line is Shuvas Davazeh, and then Mitzvah Hashem will carry on tomorrow with the answer to that question. Okay, so we're ending on Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Seder.
Thank you. Sorry, we don't ask questions all
the time, but... I'll tell you what the problem is. No, I don't mind. This vibe had a certain dynamic. Sure. And yes. I never changed the world, and the world changed, and that's what Hashem wanted, but the dynamics obviously changed. The guys used to come to the vibe even 20 years ago, and the guys that came 2 months ago, it was a certain kind of whatever, and it's missing a bit. There's other things we get that we didn't used to have. It's nice to have feedback connection, whatever, and...